That's interesting. This is if I put this down all the way, I'm getting less noise. But anyway, yes, this is the show. We're very close to, it's 46 minutes past the hour, so we're 14 minutes from going live here. So, first, I'm going to start the archive and do a little test here. Yeah, might as well do this. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see you today. I'm quite ill. Let's try it again. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Close enough for government work. So, anyway. Yeah, I guess that's right. So, anyway, I'll just switch the other. Oh! Need to put the mouse on the other side here. That way I can control the mouse and control the mixer on the with the other hand and that way. So anyway, I guess memory is only used up like 1.18 gigabytes. That's pretty copacetic. So anyway, I'm going to switch to the other computer. Oh, it's like... That's right, so, I was watching, like, Robert Fulton, and he did, like, these things, like, the worst song on the best album versus, like, the best song on the worst album. And for, like, his favorite Van Halen album was Van Halen 2, and his least favorite was Van Halen 3. So, what's good on Van Halen 3? Like, I don't know, Without You, I guess. It's like it was the single. But yeah, it was not a very good album at all. In fact, that was the album where like Van Halen ceased to be relevant. Like, oh, do you think David Lee Roth is going to reunite with Van Halen? Who cares? Okay, let me enable live broadcasting. Enable live broadcasting. Okay. There. Now we're on the air. So, what are we doing here? Oh, yeah, close all windows, and, we're running here. Oh, wait, yeah. I think, stream recorder has to be restarted here. So, and task. Alright, now it's restarted. Okay, now it's, come on, man. Recording Mount Point. Recording NJ Low Mount Point, recording NJ Radio Mount Point. Okay, that's pretty cool. So now we need to get this thing going. Oh, yeah. What are you doing here? 10 minutes to the top of the hour, so I'm going to play some parodies. It's a parody. A parody. Parodies. don't know if we did this before. Yeah. Yeah, might as well play this. This is a parody of a song from Van Halen 2. Somebody Get Me a Doctor. So you can guess where this is going to go.
The time, and I started to think it was a blunder. Suddenly, I saw a distant light. And it was a spaceship so bright. I saw a giant blue ball. And you know that Bruce is gay. It's Ringo's blue ball. Ringo's blue ball. The ball was close to the window. It was so close to Ringo. Oh. The ball was full of stuff. I wondered if it would burn forever. Oh, I thought it might seek and destroy, but it wasn't that clever. No, it was just there to observe. Because it's all that we deserve. It's Ringo's blue ball. Ringo's blue ball. The ball was bigger than his ego. It was so close to Ringo. This whole thing was queer. I may need another beer. It's Ringo's blue ball. Ringo's blue ball. The ball was close to the window. It was so close to Ringo. It's Ringo's blue ball. It's Ringo's blue ball. Ringo's blue ball. Ringo's blue
ball. Soon the municipal taxes will be due. If you don't pay, they'll take your house away from you. And the Stop and Rob sells overpriced food. You can go to Walmart if you're in the mood. Blair saw Stan the other day down at the store. He doesn't run an ISP anymore. And Stan asked what Doug was up to lately. Blair said Doug installed Linux on a PC. And it's good old Axley Comforts in Blair's town. You can watch old reruns if you feel down. And you know that Doug is probably around. Axley Comforts are starting to gain ground. One day Blair signed up for Freedom Pop, but that kind of turned out to be a flop. There's no coverage in his neighborhood. The coverage map was right, so I guess that's kind of good. and it's good old Ashley Comfort in Blairstown. You can watch old reruns if you feel down. And you know that Doug is probably around. Ashley Comforts are starting to gain ground. Byron lived there for a while, but he got bored. The small town lifestyle was something he deplored. And I guess there weren't many things to do except to watch the corn grow and also watch Doctor Who. And it's good old Ashley Comfort in Blairstown. You can watch old reruns if you feel down. And you know that Doug is probably around. Ashley Comforts are starting to gain ground. Fred has long since left the town, but Blair's still there. And the Pacer isn't going anywhere. That's partially because he can't get it to run. I think the Pacer's driving days may be done. And it's good old Ashley Comforts in Blairstown. You can watch old reruns if you feel down. And you know that Doug is probably around. Ashley Comforts are starting to gain ground. Ashley Comforts are starting to gain ground. Ashley Comforts, yes, they're starting to gain ground. Oh, gee. See, I don't have my playlist ready, so I'm going to have to do something else here. This is bad. Oh, wait, yeah. Podcast show stuff. Parodies. Yeah, I'm going to do one more song here. Oh, here, Mountain Man. Wait, Ringo edit. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. Sorry about that. Going down the river, a few arrows in my quiver, a mountain man came to me. Glad I was armed that day, I could not run away. He was forking one of my friends, whose clothes looked kind of dirty. He said my mouth was pretty, yeah. Bend over, boy, and squeal like a pig. I think that buggery might be this man's gig. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Try to understand he's a mountain man. He's holding a big shotgun, otherwise I might have run. He likes what he sees in a craftsman to trees. Offering money went for naught. Mountain man cannot be bought. He wants to mess with you and undress you. Yeah. Bend over, boy.
boy, that is what he said. If you don't do it, then I will shoot you dead. Try to understand that he lives off the land. Things may have gotten out of hand. He's a mountain man.
Yes, it's the next show for Tuesday night, February 17th, 2026. Where is the month going? Okay, here we go. Hopefully all is well in the great state. Hey, says like here. Oh, here. Make sure you have a goodwill so your passing isn't a burden to those you're leaving. I'm going to try to make sure that when I die, all my stuff is buried with me. Because you know that it's all mine, so just... No, speaking of which, I got this Prunus radio. It's model J-328, and it's not much of a radio, but the reason why I got it was because the smallest SD card reader, I think I can demonstrate it here. So here you go. Yeah, there you go. There it is. I mean, you can listen to Gene Shepherd on it. But I'm gonna pause it now. Turn it off. So anyway, what else have we? Oh yeah, speaking of Doctor Who, I changed my nickname here. So I'm going to change it back. It changed to like Scaroth to Jaggeroth. You serve the Jaggeroth. Who is the Jaggeroth? So anyway, really interesting news stories this week. Yeah, I'm still using 27-year-old leagues than any project. Yeah, I don't. I saw a video about go back history here. Jesse Jackson finally dies. Good riddance. Yeah, Jesse Jackson has died. You may remember him as the guy who ran for president, like, twice. In 1984 and 1988. And after that, he didn't... Then he found out that he didn't have to run for president. That even if he just threatened to run, Democrats would give you stuff. Oh, here we go. American elites, right and left, embarrass us in Munich. Comcast and Paramount may merge soon. Yeah, we need to do that. Extreme overclocked 286 multimedia PC from Commodore. I adore my Commodore 64. Did I tell you that I powered up the C64 Mini, and I wrote like a program just to like convert like Celsius to Fahrenheit. Like you do it easily on your computer. You just type here like C2F conversion. There, I got it here, and I could type in degrees Celsius. And it happens to degrees Fahrenheit, or vice versa. Well, once upon a time, you couldn't do that. You had to, like, type in a program and run it. Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. Trump's about to try regime change in Iran. So, yeah, I think that's not gonna... Well, it's not gonna work for the following reasons. Iran has said the following. If Iran is attacked, they will do the following. Now, this is kind of interesting, because I have to admit that, I'm going to talk about that, but I'm going to talk about it. This is what they threatened to do. They threatened, number one, block the Strait of Hormuz, which will block the Persian Gulf, and send the price of oil skyrocketing. That alone would cause you to maybe not attack Iran. Because they have a puny navy, especially with respect to the United States, which has a massive navy. But all they have to do to block the Strait of Hormuz is just line up some old battleships and just bomb them from the air. You know, just old like World War One grade battleships. And the other thing is they'll attack they'll attack U.S. bases which are vulnerable, and they will attack our Israel, because I mean basically Israel is instrumental in starting this, so why not attack Israel? So that for that reason, I would probably I don't know, hesitate to attack Iran. So I think this will probably, if whatever wasn't destroyed Leonard wasn't destroyed in the presidency by his the Epstein files. Will be destroyed if he attacks Iran. So that's my take on that. So anyway, what are we doing here? Yeah, we got. Looks like this. Oh, here we go. This week. So, let's on the agenda tonight. Let's see. This is the Fire Nonstick Pam Bondi re-stream. Interesting. If you saw the Pam Bondi hearings this week. Songs about Des Moines. This Day in Music, aka Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine. Feature artist Barclay James Harvest Part 2. I decided what I'm going to do for the next featured artist. I'm going to do like the Legal Matters, and I downloaded all their albums and so they should be coming out with a new album before the end of the month. So that should be interesting. So we'll have like the new album. Feature artist Barclay James Harvest Part 2 and Top 20 Best Albums of 1970 Part 2. All that and more on this week's The Next Show. That's going to get interesting. Yes, I would imagine so. Anyway, I'm going to cue the intro here.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was heaven's problem. Adjusting to a tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
So for the first song tonight, well, you can thank Zombo for this song, because I was listening to Zombo in your brain on WRCT in Pittsburgh, and he was doing the theme was like pigs, and he played this song. I played it before on this show. Well, I played it before on my time on RP, but not on this show. So I'm playing it now.
Sit right back, and I may tell you a tale of three little pigs and a big bad wolf. One day, he bought a guitar.
scoutum paid for the bill. Then one day came the old house master, the big bad wolf, the little piggy slasher. Little pig, let me in.
Rub it up, 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 rub so there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on a radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll.
Thank you. riding down the lonely long hill. As it turns out, my career was an epic fail. My analytics are empty because my web friends have left me. It ain't what it seems to be, a flash on the world wide web. Cause in the end, that's entertainment, and it's irrelevant. No longer.
Yes, that was The Real Numbers and Internet Famous. Where's the... Here we go. Yeah, history. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was from that's from the compilation International Pop Overthrow 14. Released in, believe it or not, 2011. So yeah, then back then, it was Internet Famous was a thing. That's compared to the fact that there's a story about this is from the New York Post. Teen falls 50 feet into a shaft on NYC bridge as TikTok stunt goes wrong. A 16-year-old Long Island boy fell 50 feet into a shaft on the Queensboro Bridge while trying to pull off a boneheaded TikTok challenge, police and law enforcement sources said. Cops responded to a 911 call on the Queens end of the East River around 5:44 p.m. Monday and found the team stuck in the shaft. An NYPD spokesperson said Tuesday. First responders pulled the boy to safety and rushed him to New York Presbyterian Hospital, Well Cornell, where he was listed in critical but stable condition, police said. The teen, who is from Lindbergh in Elsa County, was not identified. Before that, we heard The Velvet Underground and Rock and Roll. So, six rules the ways. If I were Britannia, I would waive the rules. Before they were developing underground rock and roll from Loaded, released in 1970. That's from the 1987 reissue. We heard Owsley and Oh No the Radio from his self-titled debut album released on Giant Records in 1999. And that's coming out of the fact that I think today is like some kind of like radio... Friday, February 13th was World Radio Day, so it's kind of late. It's like 4 days late. It was World Radio Day, but not anymore. And we started things off with Green Jelly and Three Little Pigs from Serial Killer, released in 1993, and they changed their name to, like, they're originally Green Jello, and they changed their name to Green Jelly, so that was kind of interesting. RFD does. Yes. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com for playlists and show archives. Actually, it's the 40 minutes past it. Oh, we're late here. We should do the New Music Express before we fall too far behind. So let me just cue the intro here.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
Okay, now, See, this is bad because I have speakers running here.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
Yes. So, anyway, let me scroll up to find, okay. Yeah. Today, we're commemorating the birthday of Billy Joe Armstrong, born February 17th, 2020, born February 17th, 1972, so he is 54 years old today, so I thought I'd play some Green Day. So anyway, we're going to commemorate this day of music, starting off with Green Day.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps setting up. I think I'm setting up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Here. Yeah, I got the... Yeah, I got the... music bed ready. Sorry about that. Yeah, that was, Devo. Yeah, that was Devo, and, title track from Freedom of Choice. That's commemorative of the fact that today is the anniversary of the death of Bob Casale. American musician and sound engineer Bob Casale, best known as guitarist and keyboardist in the New Wave band. Devo died of heart failure in Los Angeles, California. So, 12 years ago today. Before that, we heard Blondie and Heart of Glass from Parallel Lines, released in 1978. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the... on this day, February 27th, 1979, Blondie scored their first UK number one album. When their third studio album, Parallel Lines, started a four-week run at the top of the charts. The album featured the singles Heart of Glass, Hanging on the Telephone, and Sunday Girl. Before that, we heard The Clash and London Calling, soundtrack from that album. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the day that Clash opened U.S. leg of their Pearl Harbor 79 North American tour at New York's Palladium. And what else do we hear in that set of music? We heard Cheap Trick and their cover version of the Beatles' Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite from Sgt. Pepper Live, released in 2009, and that's to commemorate the fact that it was on this day, February 17, 1967, the Beatles started recording a new John Lennon song, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, at Abbey Road Studio in London. John's lyrics for the song came entirely from an antique poster advertising a circus performance scheduled to take place in Rochdale, Lancashire, in February 1843. So what else are we here? We heard Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and her cover version of Tossin' and Turnin' from what album was that? Self-titled album. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Bobby Lewis, born February 17th, 1933. He will not be commemorating his birthday, however, because he died April 20th, 2020, age 95, after contracting pneumonia. That's not correct, is it? I type in Bobby Lewis here. Yeah, just doing the math. Died 87 years old. So, yes, erroneous. What else? We started things off with Green Day and Basket Case from Dookie, released in 1994. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Billy Joe Armstrong, born February 17th, 1972. So he's 54 years old. I would have said is old. At one time I would have said is old, but not anymore. This is interesting. Since So, Maestro Dillo says that Trump has been co-opted by the neocons. Well, this is kind of interesting. There's a, I bookmarked this. This is from, actually from whitehouse.gov, believe it or not. In Riyadh, President Trump charts the course of a prosperous future in the Middle East. Here are the top moments. Here we go. Before our eyes, a new generation of leaders is transcending the ancient conflicts and tired divisions of the past and forging a future where the Middle East is defined by commerce, not chaos, where it exports technology, not terrorism, and where people of different nations, religions, and creeds are building cities together, not bombing each other out of existence. Here's another quote. This great transformation has not come from Western interventionists giving you lectures on how to live or how to govern your own affairs. No, the gleaming marvels of Riyadh and Abu Dhabi were not created by the so-called nation builders, neocons, or liberal nonprofits, like those who spent trillions failing to develop Kabul and Baghdad. So many other cities. Instead, the birth of the modern Middle East has been brought about by the people of the region themselves, developing your own sovereign countries, pursuing your own unique visions, and charting your own destinies. Now, I know the speech was written for him, and he might say things without even thinking about it. But it's interesting that he would say that, and a month later, the United States was bombing Iran. So, yeah. So, anyway, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us, channel pound Skyscanner, and you can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for about a day or so. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. Do you see the Pam Bondi hearings about the Epstein files? It's kind of interesting. But anyway, we'll be back with hour number two of the show featuring theme time songs about Des Moines and what else? Oh yeah, the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dish Nuts, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friends and you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
I'm a gamer,
and I'm into massive multiplayer online gaming communities. If you meet me online by Grubbs Tavern, I will show you where the treasure is hidden. My online alter ego is 18 feet tall and has giant wings like an angel's, but also like a demon's. His name is Karlor. Karlor can f*** anything, and he will and has women, devils, angels, animals. You need to get with him because my penis only has a tip. It's like someone glued an acorn to the bottom of my torso.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Welcome to your daily dose of Commodore Computer Shorts. Who was the Vic Czar? Michael Tomchek, who joined Commodore in 1980 as the assistant to Commodore Computer's president, Jack Tramiel. In an interview with Rick Malek on December 17, 1996, Michael explained how he became known as the Vic Czar. On his first day, he attended a meeting where Jack wanted to introduce a $300 color computer. Impossible, right? Michael Tomchek wrote a 30-page memo to Jack detailing everything he thought was needed to be done with the VIC-20, and he tossed it onto Jack's desk, saying, "Make sure whoever does the VIC reads this." The next day, Jack tossed it back at Michael and said, "Make sure all of this gets done." And that was that. Within a week, Michael was being called the Vic Czar.
So don't forget to join the Redbox Commodore Computer User Group to gain access to exclusive videos and awesome rewards.
Howdy everybody, this is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Many great record companies have their origins in the vision of one extraordinary person. None more so than Decca with Sir Edward Lewis. Born in 1900 in Derby, Lewis was a successful stockbroker with a long-held ambition to bring music to the masses. And in 1928, his firm became involved in the financing of the Decca Gramophone Company Limited. With Sir Edward Lewis now at the helm, the company issued its first discs in the summer of 1929 and launched with the slogan, "Every Decca Artiste is one of the best." Issuing popular discs by dance bands and singing stars, as well as recording and releasing acclaimed classical albums. Lewis also opened a branch of Decca in America, which revolutionized the U.S. music business with a signing of superstars such as Bing Crosby and Judy Garland.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming.
Edward Lewis's desire that Decca was at the forefront of technological advances ensured that some of the finest classical recordings of all time have been made. and it is a tribute to his original vision that Decca is still recording and issuing music in its 90th year.
Bring us there. The music is alive.
Yes, the Rolling Stones and Mixed Emotions off of Steel Wheels, released in 1989. I was watching Robert Fitton, and he really didn't like that album. He said, I don't know why. I thought it was a pretty good album. It's not from the classic period, but it was actually somewhat of a comeback. They did Dirty Work, which is easily the weakest of their albums in the 80s, and so then Mick Jagger was the sound of the Rolling Stones was more like his solo career, but then Keith Richards released Talk Is Cheap, which itself was a pretty good album. This was his back to basics album, and so that kind of signaled that Keith Richards had won in and so they went to a back to basics approach for the new album, and that was a pretty good album there. And also, there's people who say that the Rolling Stones should give up. Well, that may be true because you could probably find a replacement for Mick Jagger. You could probably find somebody who could sing like Mick Jagger and talk and dance like Mick Jagger, but then you have to find the living dead to replace Keith Richards, and that may be the tricky part. So I think once they decide to throw in the towel, that may be it for the Rolling Stones. They probably should have quit when Charlie Watts died. It's 26 minutes past there, so probably get to the next segment of the show before we fall too far behind.
And now it's theme time on the next show.
So this week we're working our way east across the down I-95, then west to California, then north to Seattle. Then we started working east, and now we're in Des Moines. This is going to be songs about Des Moines. Not that many songs about Des Moines, but there are some songs. Like this song by Joni Mitchell.
The top. I keep hearing bells all around me jingle in the lucky jackpots. They keep your channel light. They keep you reaching for your wallet here in fool's paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. I might have seen a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. Circus where the cowboys filled the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with perfume. He had seen those ugly bears and lions, pink and blue there. He couldn't lose there. He was stacking chips, breaking off the tables, ringing. This is a story that's a drag to tell. In some twinkling, I lost every dime I laid on a
Golden streets and night, sunset building, shade. We set our smoke up to the street light. We sent our friends to an old PA. That night in the morning, that night in the morning, that night in the morning, too late for supper. Yeah, we sat at the bar and we drank three beers and we watched the house filling up.
Iowa weather was 13 below. I had come to Des Moines for a radio show. I awoke in the evening from a traveler's sleep with notions of something to eat. The old elevator slid down past the floor. My head and my eyes said you should have slept more. The man at the desk said the restaurant was closed. Outside, it was 14 below. The lounge was still open, and so I walked in. In place of my food, I had two double gins. I looked round the room, as a tourist would do. That's when I saw the girl in the booth. She sat there and cried in the smoky half dark. The silent type crying that tears out your heart. Her clothes were not cut in the new modern way, and her suitcase had seen better days. Nobody asked her what caused her such pain. Nobody spoke up, yet no one complained. Without even asking, I knew why she cried. Life is just like that sometimes. The man at the desk said it's 15 below. The bellhop said, yeah, man, that's cold, that's cold. I went back to my room, and I wrote down this song. Oh, it sure can get cold in Des Moines.
Let's pray.
And that we're praying for him.
Let's pray.
And that
him.
Let's pray.
We're praying for him to be delivered from his demon lifestyle, Father.
That's all right.
That was Severed Heads and Funky Pervert from Des Moines. Is that right? Yeah. And before that we heard, that's from Opus 1.2. Op 1.2. From, it was in 2003. Before that, we heard Tom T. Hall, and It Sure Can Get Cold in Des Moines, from the compilation, The Essential Tom T. Hall, The Story Song. We heard Mental Ease, and Des Moines from Living Dream, released in 2013. We heard Jeffrey Folkout, and Des Moines from Salt as Wolves, released in 2015. And we started things off with Joni Mitchell and her covers of Charles Mingus's Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, recorded live at the Santa Barbara County Bowl on September 9th, 1979. From the album Mingus, released in 1979. That's from the compilation The Asylum album, 1976 to 1980. So yeah, that's our theme time this week. So anyway, let me get to the next segment of the show. We probably should get to the New Music Express before we fall too far behind. So let me cue the intro here. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e.us. Channel Pound Skyscanner. You can also join us at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. And the archives go back to, 2010. I started doing shows on RFD. Anyway, here's the New Music Express.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And this week we're doing new music from Jill Scott, Zoe and Tall Black Guy. The Beach Boys released new. I think we're going to have to, do the Bruce Springsteen album. I had to, record, actually play them over a period of several weeks. Also, we have new stuff from The Nude Party. We'll start things off with some new music from Jill Scott. This is from To Whom This May Concern.
That made me clap, and some mass stress. So I changed my
got to do is I'm going to walk into this room, and I'm going to let them see God, Jehovah's will all over me. And they ain't nothing making me do it that.
star? Have you been losing your own way? Well, I'm with you. I have to. I ain't got the words to say.
The days fade into night.